Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Seller Notes. You know, Alan, one of the things that you've been really good at over the years is searching for values by going off the beaten path.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then sometimes you can be really, really pleasantly surprised and come up with some great stuff for a great price.
Well, the other thing I'm really good at is spending a lot of money over the holidays.
So it's nice to sort of
you need some bargains
reel
out
that
there.
Bad boy back in.
Yeah. That's right. And you're absolutely right, Hugh. These four wines I'm going to mention, nobody's ever heard of them before. So that's why we put them on the website. You can look them up
right.
And actually order them right off the website if you so choose. The first one is a red from Portugal.
Okay.
Why not?
Yeah.
Red hot wines. I just love them. This
good
is Casas. It is. Casa Santos Lima. And they call it simply Red Blend Portugal. 2017, $13. This is a blend of indigenous Portuguese grapes from eight different estates, and blending is what they do in Portugal. It's just a fabulous wine. I poured this at a party, and people loved it. They just loved it. It's kind of light, which is which is really good, and it has a beautiful kind of a come-hither aroma that features sweet strawberries, something like juicy fruit gum and apple pie spices. And on the palate, that sweetness carries through. Like I say, it's very light-bodied, very supple, deeply fruity, a lot of fun.
Sounds good.
It is. It's a fabulous value. Malbec is a very popular grape, and a lot of them are kind of big and tannic and a little bit rustic. Here's one that's none of those things. This is Bodega Hinojosa Malbec from Mendoza, 2017, only $15. This was raised at a very high altitude of 1,200 meters, which is
pretty far up.
Yeah, you're not kidding. The aroma on this wine is very pretty. It's a combination of wild blackberries and forest floor, which sounds a little odd, but when you smell it, you know, it's really nice. On the palate, the wine is very easy drinking and very delicious. The tannins are there, but they're not too obtrusive at all. And the sweet, supple fruit dominates this. On top is a tart, sour, red cherry streak with then you get the blackberries and then some spicy earthy notes. Very pale for a Malbec too, which is the first thing I noticed. So it's a kind of a pale purple color. Oh, that's a lot for $15. It's really, really nice. Now let's do a couple of whites. And here's one that shouldn't surprise anyone. From Argentina, a wine, a grape called Torontes.
Okay.
Blended with Riesling in this case. It's Amalaya is the maker. And this comes from Mendoza, and at $12, man, this is wonderful. It's a crowd pleaser, dry, lively, flavorful white with just a tiny touch of oak. The clean, crisp aroma suggests green pears, limes, a touch of flintiness. On the palate, the wine is firm and well-balanced with accessible, easy-to-understand fruit. I really like this. And again, at $12, my goodness, quality all over it. Now, here was the big surprise. This one just knocked me out. Aikenberg's Premium Grüneveltliner from 2018. I mentioned this wine a couple weeks ago. It's just astonishing. You just look at this and you smell it and you think you're going to get a big, rich, round white. And that's exactly what you get. First, there's a smell of ripe lemons and warm-cut grass, and a sip will reveal round, flavor-packed wine that is just shockingly good. It's bone dry, but the fruit is just wonderful. A crazy good value. So look this one up. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.